Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, we talked last week about how kings rule and reign. How do kings rule and reign? Do you remember? With their words. Kings reign with their words. We went back and saw in Job, he said, you'll decree a thing and it'll be established to you. We saw in Ecclesiastes, he said, where the word of a king is, there's power. Yes. Now let's go on and build on that this evening. Go to Matthew 16. Y'all are believing with me, right? I got a lot of things here on my notes, but you know the main thing is how the Lord leads. In Matthew 16, let's go further into how, you know, we talked about that we are kings and we do have authority, but we're talking now about how we reign. How do we do it? Well, first thing we've said is through your words. Amen. Do your words matter?
Yes.
Oh, my. You know, last week we touched on this, that Jesus, you know, spoke to the fig tree. Did Jesus talk to trees? He spoke to fevers. He spoke to wind, waves. Well, what is that? See, God gave man dominion over all the creation to begin with. And Adam lost it, but Jesus has got it back. And he's operating in that dominion. And when he spoke to the fig tree, no man ate fruit of you hereafter forever. And before long it was dried up. And when the disciples saw it, they said, Lord, look how quickly the fig tree withered away. And in Matthew 21, he said to them, if you have faith and don't doubt, you will not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but if you say to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea and don't doubt, you'll have what you say, like Mark says. Is he telling them they could have done this to the fig tree? He said it. And it's not implication. He said it in the words are there. So he's not saying, I'm Jesus. I can do this because I'm the Son of God. He did it. He said, if you have faith, you can do it. Right? Through words. Now, one thing that we ought to touch on, Mark 11:23, just hold your place in Matthew and flip over there real quickly. A lot of you know it. But how many know all there is to know about Mark 11:23? I hope you didn't raise your hand. There's always more light, much, much, much more light. How many believe there are things in this verse we've not seen? We've not understood. Well, what about the things you have seen out of it? Did it change your life? You believe you could see as much out of this verse, as much more as you've already seen? How much would your life be changed? Mark 11:23. Well, verse 22, he said, you know, have faith in God. Or the margin, have the faith of God. What does verse 23 say? Help me out. Whoever says to the mountain, be removed. Now let's just stop right here. Whoever does what?
Says.
Is this prayer?
No.
Is this prayer?
No, sir.
Are you asking God to do something about the mountain?
No.
No, you're not. You see, a lot of folk miss it here, don't they? A lot of people are praying when they should be saying. There's a time to pray. But how many understand that God's not in the mountain business? He's not in the business of putting mountain obstacles in your life. Some folk preach that he is, but they're wrong. It's the enemy who's trying to trip you up and stop you. It's the enemy who's in the mountain building business. The Lord didn't put that mountain there. And what did he tell us to do if there's a mountain of problem in our life? He told us to do something about it. Right? Well, if you're begging, oh, please, God, make the mountain leave. Please, God, make the... You're not doing what he told us to do. He told us to look at the thing and say, be removed. Right? He's telling us to rule and reign. Now, what did he say? If you'll say to the mountain, be removed, be cast in the sea, not doubt in your heart, but what?
Believe.
Believe what? Believe that those things that you said will come to pass, he'll have whatever he says. What must you believe? Well, brother, I believe God is able. Well, that's great, but that's not what he said believe. Well, I believe God is willing. That's wonderful, but that's not what he said. I believe God can do it. Well, I just believe that when God gets ready in his own good time and his own, that's not what he said. That's not what he said. What did he say? You must believe what? Believe that what God says will come to pass. No. Come on, I didn't write this. Who said this? Do you think he said it the way it should have been said? You know he did. What did he say you must believe? You must believe what you say. Right? Now here's a whole other segment of this. To rule and reign, you cannot be a liar. Your words must be words of integrity. Because you must not only believe what God has said, what else must you believe? You must believe what you say. Right? And if your own heart knows that the last three things you said were not right, and now you get ready to release faith speaking at this mountain, well, you've got your heart confused. You must operate to where everything you say is a word of integrity to the best of your knowledge and understanding. Did you hear me now? Now, if you've lied, repent. Ask God to forgive you. But you must stop being a liar to save yourself or somebody who shades the truth or whatever. If it's something on the job that puts you on the spot, how many understand? If you did it, you know, it's interesting. I know friends of mine that are business owners. We've had a number of people work under us for years. And sometimes if something goes wrong and you ask somebody, what happened? And everybody just looks at each other. Well, now somebody did it. Somebody messed up. But did you do it? Well, no. Did you do it? And nobody did it. And yet it happened. And then people get concerned about their, you know, their favor or their position even or whatever. And people will just flat lie. Christians. Just flat lie. But see, here's the big issue. The thing is, you have undermined the integrity of your own word. What if you need to use your faith tonight? What if something comes up and you really need to stand and speak to it, that it to be changed? You've compromised the power of your words. No, friend, if you burnt the house down, just tell it. Who did it? I did it. Why'd you do it? Dumb, just messed up. No excuses. Did you hear me? No excuses. Take responsibility. You might think I'm just talking from the standpoint of an employer or something. I'm not. I don't have anybody in mind. But 1 John 1:9, who knows what that says? If you what? If you'll confess your sin, God is faithful and just to forgive you of your sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. This all happens if what? If you what? If you say, well, I don't know. Some folk think it's not right, but some people do. And you know, the thing is, so-and-so didn't help me, because if they'd have helped me, I'd have been okay. And it was just so big, it just overwhelmed me. Are you confessing sin?
No.
Then you don't qualify to be forgiven and cleansed. Didn't you say if you'd ask God to forgive you, if you'd do what? If you'd confess your sin, what do? You call sin, sin. You said, I did it. It's wrong. I ask you to forgive me. And see, a lot of people just, they don't make progress like they should because they play with stuff. And they play games. And they're always making excuses and always trying to, you know, put the blame on somebody else. You cannot make progress like that. You'll not be a man or woman of faith like that. You got to be somebody whose word has integrity. Amen. Who takes responsibility for their actions. And if you miss it, you say you missed it. And you deal with it properly. And you say, God, I'm sorry, I did that. And I judge that. That's sin. That's wrong. I'm sorry. I ask you to forgive me. Now what did he say? He's faithful. He's just. You're not playing. He knows your heart. Right? And he'll forgive you. And he'll cleanse you. But you can't go around and, you know, make excuses and act like you don't even have to know if you did anything wrong or not. That's not going to cut it. That's not what he said to do. In order to rule and reign, You do so with your words. In order for your words to have power, your word must be a word of integrity. When you say something, to the best of your knowledge, it's true. You don't say it if you don't mean it. And you mean what you say, and you say what you mean. And the best of your ability, you do what you say. You're a person of your word. Cannot be a person of faith if you're not a person of your word. Now, we may camp on that and deal with that some more later. But go on now, please, to where you're holding your place in Matthew 16. This is what you use your words to do. As a king reigning in life by Christ Jesus. Matthew 16. Everybody happy? As we grow as a family. I know some of you don't know it, but you know I've been in the ministry for a number of years before this church. And I was always in another type of ministry, the prophetic type of ministry. And I'd go into other churches and get revelation. And we're all growing as a family. But as we grow, how many believe the Lord will turn up the anointing for us? And revelation. Revelation will come. Don't get concerned if I look at you and I describe exactly what's going on with you. Don't go, oh, he knows everything. No, I don't. No, I don't. Just smile and look straight ahead and go, amen, Brother Keith. Somebody needs to hear that. And just be real cool. Right? Just stay cool. And if you need to, when you get home, you fall across the bed and go, oh, God, that was me. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. And get it straight. But a lot of stuff I don't need to know. I've told you this. This happens to me all the time when I go out on the road. I was at a place a while back, and I don't mean one time, but scores and scores of times after the service, the pastor look at me and go, oh, Brother Keith, I'm so glad I didn't tell you this or that. He said, do you know what you did? You stood right in front of that man, and you put your hand on his shoulder, and you described the whole. Well, a lot of it I didn't know. Don't have to know. I don't want to know all of it. A lot of stuff I don't want to know. I like being happy. But the Holy Ghost will use us, right? And he's not interested in embarrassing somebody or making somebody look bad or making somebody feel bad. What's he interested in? People getting right. Get me straight. And how many know he knows everything? He knows everything about everything.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Binding and Loosing, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001D. That's R-1001D, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.